When a young Chicagoan named Chris first joined the Air Force in 2015, he thought he was entering an environment where racism was mostly under control. But from the outset, other black airmen told him differently. Chris asked that we only use his first name to avoid damaging his career prospects.
They were telling me things like, you know, you as a black man, you have to watch your back and you have to work harder and you can't mess up the same way that white airmen mess up because you'll be looked at differently.
As his career progressed, Chris says the environment became increasingly toxic. He found himself the target of racial slurs, and even small transgressions came with mountains of disciplinary paperwork. But Chris says white airmen were usually given more leeway and guidance when they made the same mistakes.
I remember a guy, he came in hungover from Oktoberfest, and instead of giving him paperwork because he was late and hungover, the NCO said, no, just go, just sit in the back, you know, sober up. But then when a black airman comes in and he's a couple of minutes late, it's automatic paperwork because you're late. Like, it's the biggest deal. Like, you come in late, you're disrespecting my time.
Chris blames that disparity for ultimately ending his Air Force career. He says he was drummed out for drunk and disorderly conduct and for unauthorized charges on a government travel card, which he blames on a scammer. In both cases, he says his superiors refused to hear evidence that would have exonerated him. Don Christensen is a retired Air Force prosecutor and head of the advocacy group Protect Our Defenders. He says non-commissioned officers and commanders make decisions about whether someone is punished and hold a lot of sway over the Air Force judicial process.
Being predominantly white, they have a tendency, whether it's consciously or unconsciously, have a bias that gives a benefit of doubt to white service members that they might have a closer relationship with than the black service members.
Protect Our Defenders analyzed Air Force data and found that between 2005 and 2016, black airmen were about 70% more likely than their white counterparts to be court-martialed or brought up on Article 15 charges. That's a form of administrative punishment where the commander essentially serves as judge and jury. Black airmen also suffer lower promotion rates and are vastly underrepresented in the officer corps. Even with that, Christensen says, the Air Force is still missing large chunks of data about race and punishment. The service doesn't track most low-level infractions, like lateness, which can affect an airman's career progress. That's where he believes most discrimination takes place.
Probably the vast majority of reprimands don't involve the legal office in any way. And there's just no process right now where you have a good fidelity of what's going on.
He also wants to strengthen the appeals process, putting the onus on commanders to justify the punishments they dole out. While the Air Force hasn't yet made those changes, officials have acknowledged the need for more data on nonjudicial punishments like reprimands, counselings, administrative demotions, and involuntary discharges. The Air Force Judge Advocate General Jeffrey Rockwell testified before the House in June.
We don't have that data. We kind of know that's where the problem is. What we don't know and what we can't answer for sure is, are we mentoring everybody the same?
Air Force General Brian Kelly has been looking at bias in the context of promotion and recruitment. He concedes that minority airmen may have trouble assimilating and can accumulate small punishments that hurt their chances of promotion.
There's no denying that from our part. We accept the fact that there's bias in the system. We accept the fact that there's likely racism in our ranks, and we have got to work to eradicate it.
For now, the Air Force says it will hone its training on bias and cultural sensitivity and look for ways to bring more black airmen into the service. It's also launched an investigation into how its promotions, recruitment, and judicial processes treat airmen of color. This is Carson Frame reporting.